Chapter 10. Moira the Good Witch. The following morning, Hannah suggested they visit Kira and her mother. Her grandmother said it was an excellent idea. La maison où habitaient Kira et ses parents était de l'autre côté de la colline. Une jolie maison toute blanche avec des boiseries peintes en bleu. Il y avait des fleurs dans des jardinières et d'autres dans le jardin.
Well, hello,
said Kira as she opened the door.
How are you? Come in.
We don't want to disturb you,
said Hannah's grandmother.
Nonsense. You're not disturbing us at all. On the contrary, my mother will be very happy to meet you. Come in, follow me.
Elle leur fit traverser la maison jusqu'à une magnifique véranda remplie de plantes exotiques aux fleurs étranges. La femme du portrait était assise dans un coin de la pièce. Elle leur fit signe de s'approcher et tendit la main aux grands-parents des enfants sans se lever. Il fallut un moment à Hannah pour se rendre compte qu'elle était assise non pas dans un fauteuil normal, mais dans un fauteuil roulant. Moira sourit à chacun tandis que Kira faisait les présentations. Mais il semblait à Hannah que son regard revenait souvent vers elle, comme si elle savait que ce n'était pas une simple visite de courtoisie.
So, Hannah, how do you like Ireland?
I like Ireland,
said Hannah.
The house we live in is beautiful, and your portrait is too.
Moira smiled, but didn't speak. Kira sembla sentir que sa mère voulait parler avec Hannah en tête à tête, et éloigna les grands-parents en proposant de leur montrer le jardin.
With my brother, we walked to the hill behind the house, and we saw an oak tree, and a brook, and a rose bush with a white rose,
Hannah said. Moira looked at her sharply.
Did you? Well, that's interesting. Some people say there's a treasure buried there.
Hannah didn't speak. She nodded.
And some people have tried to find the treasure and to dig it up,
said Moira. Hannah nodded again.
But other people think that buried treasure must remain buried. Buried treasure can be very dangerous. You must be careful.
Wishes too can be very dangerous,
said Hannah.
Wishes can be as dangerous as buried treasure,
she added, remembering how to compare two things. Moira smiled again.
Well, that's true, Hannah. Buried treasure can be as dangerous as wishes. You must be careful with wishes too.
And sometimes buried treasure can help too.
Hannah stopped in the middle of her sentence. She couldn't find the right words.
To set a bad wish right?
Moira asked, helping her.
To make a bad wish become good again?
Hannah nodded. She was certain Moira had understood what she was saying.
Hugo can speak,
she said.
If I dig up the treasure, it will speak. Please help me.
Moira regarda Hugo avec une attention renouvelée, puis lui adressa un sourire rassurant.
You're a very brave young man, Hugo,
she said slowly.
We'll find how to set things right.
Then she turned back to Hannah.
I understand your problem. And yes, I will help you.
Hannah aurait pu pleurer, tellement elle était soulagée.
Thank you,
she said.